Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations AM 860 and AM 930 The Answer. And by the way, welcome back everybody down there, Sarasota Way, AM 930 The Answer. We're back to a full power down there. Everything's been restored after the hurricane came through and knocked down a couple of towers. So we're back full power on one tower, and that's the way it's going to be. And you should have a much better signal down there tonight. Now, also, we want to welcome the great radio stations all across America and around the world via the Internet and the satellite. Also, a special shout-out, as always, goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans and EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially those 18-wheel drivers out there, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, getting the job done, and the ones bringing the supplies down here to the hurricane zone. Thank you so very much for what you're doing. Now, let's not forget the bulk mail center, mail delivery, also Felix and the gang out there. Appreciate all you guys. And suicide jockeys hauling the gas, hauling the diesel, hauling the jet fuel. And, of course, our Amazon warehouse workers and our Amazon drivers out there getting the job done there, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. And don't forget, you can catch us on our website too, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there and take a look at all the things we have to offer. Alrighty, now we're going to shift gears. We're going to go out to California, and we have got our professor of politics extraordinaire out there, Kyle Warren. And good morning, Kyle.
Well, good morning, Captain. Everybody.
Yeah, that's everybody. They're out on the porch. We had some rain about 2 hours ago now. It's cleared off, and things are really nice. So they're back out there. It's closing time, and they're on the porch.
All right.
Yep. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And of course, we always emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. All right, well, Kyle, I'm going to get the headline out there, then we're going to go to the phone line here. The headline that we're going to start talking about first has to do with the White House, who unveiled President Joe Biden's, after 2 years, I might add, national security strategy. And, of course, it's largely focused on countering China and Russia. Right.
Well, what else would it be there to counter on? I'm curious. So that was, I guess maybe they think they're really showing us how engaged they really are. But also, Captain, evidently, it also has to do with the transitional challenges like climate change,
yeah,
food insecurity, infectious diseases, yeah, and other things. So, and here we go, right? I mean, yeah, they really do think that we're all going to be incredibly impressed by all this.
All right, well, we're going to go to the phone line because we got the used-to-be, wanted-to-be, might-still-be, who knows, he could be considering to be mayor of Clearwater, Mr. Mike. Go ahead. Go ahead, Mr. Mike.
Okay, there we go, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Captain. I know you talked about this before, but I guess I saw a fleeting headline, and I guess Pfizer is now admitting that the efficacy of the vaccine, that they didn't really know what was going on with it. And so my question to you, Kyle, when we take over the Congress, especially the House, you know, instead of the bull garbage of the January 6th committee, I want a committee to be opened up to investigate what these drug companies knew, when they knew it, you know. How many people's loved ones died needlessly because they got this shot? You know, as far as I'm concerned, Pfizer and Moderna is probably single-handedly responsible for murdering millions of people because they put a shot out there that even they weren't sure of. And now I know it was an emergency and COVID and everything was, you know, not done the way it was supposed to be. But a person dying is, you know, somebody's mom died, somebody's dad died,
mm-hmm,
somebody's son, daughter, brother, sister, mm-hmm, died.
Now, so we got about 30 seconds. We'll have to answer this on the other side of the break.
Wait a minute. I want you to hear something.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
Can they be held responsible for what they did legally?
No.
You're right, because they had special exemptions passed to protect them from that. Okay, we'll answer
but
that.
I still think it needs to be looked into, so I just, yeah, want to see what Kyle has to say. Thank
all right,
you,
we'll get to that after the break, because, Kyle, we are coming up on the break right now, but that's a great question. It's a great way to start the break, I think.
No, I think it really is. And so on the other side, yeah, we'll get back into it. I think Mike makes a good point. And you also, Captain, make a great point by talking about the fact that they've got immunity, basically.
They do. They can't be held responsible. Sorry. Too bad. So sad. That's the slap in the face. And that was, they made sure they did that before they started doing all of this vaccine stuff. All right. Hold the fort, Mr. Kyle. Folks, you're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Thursday morning. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All right, thank you very much, Kyle Warren, and we appreciate that. And this portion of the program, as always, brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. That would be the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. And I have been taking their product for over 8 years. Now, I will tell you the reason I take it is simple. It works. And if it didn't work, you wouldn't hear me talking about it, and I wouldn't be taking it. It's that simple. But what it did for me was it allowed me to get rid of some heavy-duty stuff and go to something that was totally drug-free that was actually good for me. It's like taking a vitamin. It's a 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins, namely Relief Factor, with the following ingredients: turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. All good for you. It's almost like taking a vitamin capsule. Now, it helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, which is swelling and pain. It will also lower or eliminate the pain associated with whatever the problem is you've got going on. And it'll go after more than one problem, pain source. For example, maybe you got a pain in your ankle or your leg or your foot, and you got a pain in your elbow or your hand. It'll hit both places at once and do the same thing for both, and that is alleviate the pain at the source. So, give it a try. Go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, one more time, relieffactor.com/captain, and try the 1995 3-week quick start. That's exactly what it means. 3 weeks, $19.95, about a dollar a day to take these little capsules, 4 capsules in a packet, and you'll find out what I found out and what many, many, many others have found out. This product works, and you'll go, why didn't I try that sooner? And in the words of Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, what else do we say, Kyle?
All you have to lose is pain.
Amen to that one. And I mean amen to that one. All right, Mike asked a question, so let's go with it.
Well, that's right. Yeah, Mike was asking about, you know, when the Republicans, presumably take over in the House, which is looking more and more like that's going to happen.
Yes, it is.
Then there should be some hearings on the vaccine manufacturers, the information thereof, and the effect on people. And, of course, some people actually did succumb to that. And it's very, very sad and unfortunate. And as we were talking about, Captain, right before the break, yes, the companies do have an immunity, basically, because of the emergency situation and so forth. And also, isn't there a 50-year moratorium on releasing a lot of the information about their research and so forth?
Yes,
so
there is.
That's another problem. But I think the important part of what Mike was talking about is the idea that we don't know what we don't know. And the more that people will find out about this, and if there were hearings or other kinds of investigations, it sure would inform the public the next time something like this comes along and whether or not it's really the best idea to go that course that we saw the world go down.
Well, we're starting to hear a little bit more from some of the doctors that have been involved in this all the way along the line. Even Dr. Fauci has spouted a little bit of stuff out there, not much, but a little bit, that maybe they didn't really have a handle on what it was they were dealing with.
Well, precisely. These vaccines take literally years, really decades in many cases, right, to be formulated and tested, so we know what the reactions are going to be. What we saw, Captain, was essentially a massive test on billions of people with a vaccine overnight.
Yep. Some of it worked and some of it didn't work and some of it sort of worked. I guess that's a good way to put it. Yep.
Well, that's right, and some individuals, like for example, some nurses and so forth, and other medical professionals who wouldn't take the vaccine because they wanted to maybe have children one day. They didn't know what the effects might be, and yet they lost their jobs in so many cases. I mean, a lot of this is just really unconscionable.
Well, it is, and unfortunately, believe it or not, and this is kind of hard to believe, but it's true. They're right back again with a new vaccine, and they're telling people that it's okay to use for children as young as 5 years of age. I'm trying to find a story right here. It's in my medical section. Let's see here. And when I saw it yesterday, when I saw the story, I looked at it and I went, "You got to be kidding me!" But no, nobody's kidding. So where is it? Go ahead.
And a lot of parents, too, are very, very suspicious, especially with their small children. You know, we don't know what a lot of this stuff will do. And so, again, it's really something that your doctor should be advising about.
Yeah. And what have we heard in the last couple of three days about all this, that people under 40 shouldn't be taking this?
Because of possible heart issues. That's
right. Especially young kids.
Right. Precisely. So, you know, there are ways of dealing with, the pandemic, but also, Captain, I'll just say this briefly, you know, we still don't have a full accounting of the genesis of this pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at first we were told it was a bat in a wet market somewhere, and somebody cooked a bat. And
it was a wet bat.
That's right. Yeah, but it just, you know, none of it makes any sense. And until we can actually have some kind of honest accounting, I mean, otherwise, could this just happen again tomorrow? I mean, I think that's a good question.
Okay, well, there was quite a decision made in a law case yesterday in a Connecticut courtroom that's going to have, and by the way, it was a record-breaking decision, the most money ever awarded to someone in the communications industry for some things that they said that they never should have opened their mouth and said anything about, namely one Alex Jones, a conspiratorial news person who I wouldn't trust with a wet paper bag over my head trying to read in Braille, if you know what I mean. But the thing of it is, he was ordered by a court to pay almost $1 billion for the Sandy Hook claims and comments that he made when he said the whole story was made up. It was never happened. It was contrived.
Right. And how hurtful, obviously, it was to those parents who lost their children.
They were sitting there crying in that courtroom yesterday. They were sitting there crying. And my heart just broke watching them.
Of course. And so I think this is, well, I think this really sends a message, don't you think, in terms of what is acceptable and what's not acceptable.
You and can't, of course, Kyle, I can't sit here and say, hey, Kyle is a liar because Kyle is saying this, that, and the other. I can't prove it, but I know he's not telling the truth. You can't do that.
Well, that's right. Well, of course, of course. And Alex Jones, of course, had walked the line and crossed over the line
several times.
Several times, exactly. And so it metamorphosized into this thing that he would do, and it was just, it's just horrible.
And I feel bad for the industry, because now we're going to have to hear the comments about, well, you guys over there, and they can say, because they're going to call him conservative. Okay, but he's
right.
An ultra right sensationalist that had to make up stories along the way to think that he was going to be considered part of the mainstream media, which he never was. Anybody that paid attention to him was often left field or often far right field somewhere.
Well, precisely, and of course, you know, the comments that he made and the tone that he would take and so forth. This is a self-made a problem that he made for himself. He could have easily avoided this, I think.
Yep, because you don't come out and say that the whole thing was contrived. It was made up. It never happened. It was staged. And they did whatever they did. That was asinine. There were too many dead bodies around, number one, and too many witnesses and too many facts that absolutely blew him out of the water. By the way, he also had a couple of more stories where he did the same thing, tried to sensationalize on his own set of facts, which weren't facts at all.
Well, exactly right. So it's just but for the families, I mean, this is perhaps I don't know if it's feeling of closure or not, but it's certainly something was done and people took notice, and there's been a massive, massive award in this case.
Yeah, something we'll probably never see again. So we know that the White House unveiled the president's national security strategy. We know that it's largely focused on countering China and Russia. How they're going to do that, God only knows, but we're going to counter China, we're going to counter Russia, we're going to take care of them, we're going to isolate them. Yes, we're going to have the United Nations do this, this, and this. I'll tell you what, Putin could care less what the United Nations does.
Well, of course, you know, and basically, you know, this is a, they did issue an interim guidance to the different national security apparatus of the different agencies and so forth. But a lot of the strategy that they've released, Captain, is almost primarily for budgetary reasons. So people try to line up with the wishes of the administration. But it just seems like it's not really going there, is it?
No, sir. All right. Hold that thought, Mr. Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Go take a little break. Grab a cup of coffee. Suggest you do the same. And I'll be right back with a whole bunch more stuff.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. A Trump employee has told the FBI about being directed by the former president to move boxes out of a basement storage room to his residence at Mar-a-Lago after Donald Trump's legal team received a subpoena for any classified documents at the Florida estate. The FBI also has surveillance footage showing a staffer moving boxes out of that storage room. While preparing to march in a Saturday morning parade through the fast-growing city's west side, Democratic congressional candidate Hillary Shelton warned her staff that the area in Grand Rapids was traditionally very conservative and they should brace for possible booing. But the crowd lining Fulton Street to mark the region's Polish pride was a friendly one. Only one man bellowed what sounded to the candidate like, "Go to hell, Hillary," as she passed by, but he also grinned and flashed a thumbs up later. He'd actually hollered, "Give him hell, Hillary." This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. And before we get back to Kyle Warren, I need to tell everybody that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and MyPillow. MyPillow.com, of course, is his website. You can trot on over there and you can save a whole bunch of money by going to the Radio Listener Specials page that's right there on MyPillow.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN to get in there. Take advantage of everything he's got on sale, and you're going to see a bunch of great items and great articles, brand new, that he's stocking up the store with again. Now, I will tell you that Mike Lindell, of course, is quite the entrepreneur. He has all sorts of stuff, including if you buy one item over there on his Radio Listener Specials page, you will wind up getting absolutely free Mike's book with the purchase. That's a $25 value. You'll be able to get that book for free, which is really interesting. You're going to want to see that. You're going to want to read that. Now, if you want to call and talk to a live person, you can do that by calling them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And remember, they also have the website mystore.com. You might want to go over there and try that out. Trot around, see what's over there. Promo code will always be Captain. So again, check it out. They got some new bed sheets. They got some new pillows. By the way, the pillows are $19.88. Lowest price in a long, long time, $19.88 on the brand new MyPillows. Also got the three-piece towel sets, $19.88. Also got the bed sheets, $19.88 for the three-piece set there. Big time money you're saving. Big time money. Saving at least two-thirds in all of those. So, MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Specials page. Promo code CAPTAIN. If you want to talk to a live person, 800-641-5459. And happy shopping! All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Are you going to do some Christmas shopping over there like you did last year?
Oh, absolutely. And really, now's the time to do that, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be here before you know it.
Yeah, and you might better get it while you can get it and just wrap it and store it, you know, wherever your favorite hiding place is.
Well, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can take advantage of the specials now with the promo code and everything.
Sure.
And then as Christmas approaches, you're just sitting pretty.
Sure. Now, the Ukraine is expected to battle Russia through the harsh winter conditions, according to Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. He said that yesterday, as allies have announced the delivery of a new air defense system and committed more aid in the wake of the Russian missile strikes. Now, that's going to get interesting over there. Again, they're not getting everything they're asking for. They want more planes for their air force because they figure that they can go after Russia and stop them with their pilots. They got some really good pilots. But the White House, of course, unveiled President Joe Biden's national security strategy. And in doing so, of course, Ukraine was in there, right?
Right.
Restraining the Russian aggression. And that came on the heels of the United Nations coming out and telling Russia, hey, cut it out. You need to stop that big old bad, terrible, awful Russia, because we don't like that. We're the United Nations, and Vladimir Putin really didn't give him an answer, but you got to be kidding me, right?
Well, exactly right. Yeah, I think they want Russia to renounce the annexations, basically, but yeah, Putin's not going to listen to that. And you mentioned Ukraine in relation to the White House's announcement of their national security strategy.
Yep.
Well, evidently, Captain, there was a delay in this because Vladimir Putin invaded Ukraine.
Yep.
And so they weren't sure quite how to put all that together, I guess. So that's another thing that Putin watches very carefully. Can the U.S. and the West really react to what he's doing? You know, one other quick thing is that, you know, yes, the Ukraine is going to fight through the winter, but John Kirby, the national security coordinator, of the National Security Council, I should say, said that he hasn't seen any evidence that Putin has made a decision to launch nuclear weapons, you know, or something like that. And I don't know, Captain, don't you think the first indication might be that we're seeing missiles in the air as opposed to, you know, knowing that Putin's going to launch next Tuesday at 5 o'clock?
Right. And we'll never know when he's going to launch if he does. But according to Admiral John Kirby, who you know who he is, he's the White House senior spokesman, came over from the Pentagon. He said that there's been absolutely no sign or no indication that Russian nukes are being staged or being utilized in any capacity.
Well, right. But as I would perchance to think, too, that Russia still has those truck-mounted ICBMs.
Belarus,
stuff like
right
that.
There in the border,
yeah.
Belarus.
Yeah, I mean, so, and also, it doesn't even have to necessarily be a missile, because I think they could probably deliver a weapon in a different way, let's say. But it's all going to come down to whether or not Putin gets as desperate as we think he's getting, and whether or not he also could fear an internal coup against him, or, you know, some other factor that we haven't even seen yet. Because the Ukraine forces keep battling back the Russian army, and that can't go on forever in Putin's mind, I'm sure.
No, which is why Austin yesterday, Secretary of Defense Austin, said that this was going to continue through the winter, which is not necessarily what you wanted to hear.
Well, of course not, and because that's for all various reasons and some pretty obvious reasons, you don't want to keep going like that. But Ukraine's not going to, they're not going to give up. In fact, I think they're going to make it harder for the Russians in the.
Yes, I agree. All right, well, let's see here. Let me take a look here. We've got a couple minutes yet. The U.S. government today is going to announce what the increase amount is going to be for the more than 65 million Social Security beneficiaries that they'll be getting every month starting in January of 2023. Now, I heard and announced myself earlier with the first story I saw that it could be as high as 9%. Then yesterday, they said, well, it looks like it's going to be 8.7%. But out of the clear blue sky, Denise Simon came out and said, well, it's going to be 8.5%. Now, I don't know where she's getting her numbers from, but I haven't seen anything that said 8.5. I did see 8.7, and I did see 9.0 listed by the government.
Well, right. And of course, the big question is, will it literally be enough, and will it be able to keep pace somehow? With
the answer to that is probably not, but it'll certainly help. And it's also going to be whatever this amount is going to be what the amount is that the military will be getting in the form of a pay raise.
Right. And first and foremost, too, you know, when we have these horror stories of military families just having to get food stamps and things like that, that's not acceptable.
No, it's not. And this will at least give them $140 or $150, whatever the case may be, to help them out with their food. And that should do a lot to help them, that amount of money.
Well, and we certainly hope so. We certainly hope so. And one of the things, too, as we go in, you know, with more inflation, and didn't Joe Biden say, was it yesterday, Captain, that we might have a, quote, very slight recession?
Yeah.
Quote.
He did say that.
Soon. Yeah, it's getting more and more ridiculous every day.
What a dope. I mean, what a dope to sit there and say that.
Well, yeah, well, most Americans, I think, would agree that we are in a recession at this point.
Of course we are.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, we're working on the third quarter of being in a recession.
Exactly right. Exactly. And so, you know, they can't fool you on Main Street here. It's just not possible.
Anymore. Well, they can because there's people that are going, well, Joe Biden said we're not in a recession, that it hasn't gotten that bad yet. Yeah, he's lying through his teeth.
And because they're very scared. They're very, very concerned about the midterm elections. And
they're going to lose. They're going to lose.
Well, of course. Mm-hmm. Of course. So now everything, you know, as we build up to that November, everything is going to only be focused on trying to make the Democrat Party look like it's actually doing the right things.
Now, just remember this. Every election previous to this one, the incumbent president has usually lost anywhere from 25 to 35, sometimes as many as 40 seats in the Congress. That's number one. Number two, they've lost anywhere from 3 to 6 seats in the Senate. So if you just run the average on that, the Republicans will not only be in charge of the House, but they'll be in charge of the Senate. Because the numbers that we're seeing in the House start at 40 and go all the way up to almost 60.
Well, that's right. And I would perchance to think, too, Captain, that those losses were under the almost best of circumstances. There wasn't a Joe Biden recession. There wasn't a Joe Biden, situation that we're observing right now. So even though we're in uncharted waters, these averages are probably going to be more than we've seen under normal circumstances.
All right. I hear the music coming up in my ear. Hold that thought. We're going to be back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And, yep, we got some weather to talk about, including we've got to talk about that storm that's in the Gulf. We've got a tropical storm that could be a Category 1 hurricane before the weekend's over. It's Carl is the name of it. So we'll get into all that when we come back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Yeah, boys. Here we go.
Nailing the shingles on the roof of this house where the man says it's 108. The sweat soaking off the back of my shirt. I'm as thirsty as this red dirt clay. It's hot at night, almost quitting time, and the boys wanna have some fun. They like to kick back with a nice cold draft and an oversized frosty mug. I like a hard one, like a shotgun, all doubled up next to me. In a sun drop, in a tank top, with a head.
me on when she starts painting in toenails with them pretty feet up on the dash. She prayed up loud and sing to the crowd with her Springsteen, Teddy and Chess. Got the grill in the back and the cooler pack with some steaks and a taste of life. I ain't worried at all if the temperature falls and it gets a little cold tonight. I like a hot one, riding shotgun, all cuddled up next to me. A few days of sun drop in a tank top with her hair blowing in the breeze. Smelling good, looking fine.
Oh, yeah. I like the hot one. Kyle, who's that group?
Who is that? It's on the tip of my tongue.
Soul Circus Cowboys.
Oh, they're the Soul Circus Cowboys. Yeah, you get me every time with them.
I know that. By now you would think you would know the sound because they're very. It's pretty much the beat is all pretty much all the same, and the lead singer's voice is very easy to decipher. And I mean, it's a great song to dance to, and the video that comes along with that is really something. So there you go. All right, well, let me read this and get us moving. Strong to severe thunderstorms and heavy to excessive rainfall are expected across the northeast and middle Atlantic states today with the arrival of a strong cold front. Meanwhile, official fire weather conditions are likely, critical fire weather conditions are likely, across the northern and central plains today due to some very dry conditions and gusty winds. We've also got some very cold weather out there in Colorado, and there might be some white stuff in the mountains tonight. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. We still are seeing, as we saw 24 hours ago, of course, at this time, we still got freeze warnings up around Idaho Falls in Idaho along Interstate 15, along I-84. We've got, again, frost advisories. This is going to be just east of Twin Falls, but going over towards Pocatello, Idaho, place I've been as well before. Very nice place. And also tonight, Captain, as you mentioned, the temperatures are starting to turn a little bit colder as we head towards the fall here and into the winter. So we do have a frost advisory. This is covering almost the entire eastern half of Colorado tonight, running right down Interstate 25 through Denver. Of course, listener Aaron is there in Denver, and then also goes down towards Lamar and all the way down to the border of New Mexico. But the hard freeze warning is going to be in the Alamosa area this morning, and it is, in fact, 34 degrees right there. And that hard freeze warning is going to dip down towards Taos in New Mexico. In terms of rain on the map tonight, we don't really have anything to speak of, although where I'm broadcasting from here is Southern California. We might call it the land of lightning and thunder and hail because we had some of those storms move through here today.
Well, you got some warnings up right now down in San Diego.
That's right, in the San Diego area. Mm-hmm. That's right. Up in Orange County right now, it's not so bad, but they're definitely moving through, and they can definitely be a big downpour all of a sudden. That's right.
All right. Well, first of all, a big shout-out to my buddy Fitz, and he's telling me, hallelujah, you're finally coming in loud and clear down here on AM 930 Sarasota Way. That's what we wanted. They got us up. They got us going, and we are running full speed ahead down there, just jamming all the way down to Punta Gorda and Port Charlotte. So welcome back to everybody down there in the Southland. We appreciate you, and we love you down there. All right. Now, the dry conditions start up in North Dakota, South Dakota, come on down to Nebraska, down into Kansas, the northeastern corner of Oklahoma, across the northern part of Arkansas, across the southern part, the Ozarks predominantly, in Missouri, all the way over to St. Louis, the southern part of Illinois, the western part of Kentucky, and the southwestern corner of Indiana. Then you've got the western part of Iowa, the southwestern corner of Minnesota, and that's where it's dry today. And if you do something stupid up there, Leave a campfire going, throw some cigarette butts out the window, throw a match out the window. It's liable to start a wildfire, so you don't need that with some windy conditions as well. So please be careful. Now, we've also got some unsettled conditions across the central part of Indiana tonight. We'll be keeping our eyes on that. And we've also got some rain, lots of it, up in Maine, as well as the northern half of New Hampshire, as well as down towards Massachusetts, just north of Boston. We've got a lot of gusty conditions, a wind blowing and the waves rocking the shorelines all the way down to, the Cape and down towards Long Island. So Mr. Markowski's getting his house rocked down there with the winds. And then, wow, Kyle, I'm telling you, this storm, okay, we've got a tropical storm right now called Carl. Now, the problem with this is it's starting to move out into the Gulf, and it is going to get out into the Gulf, and then we're not sure if it's going to make a hook towards the left, towards South Texas, around Hidalgo and Brownsville, or whether or not it's going to keep coming further up. We just don't know, but I can tell you there's a lot of rain associated with this. This is not a windmaker yet, 50-mile-an-hour winds, which is not much of anything. Tropical storm conditions are still possible today along the coastline of Mexico up to the Texas border. So we'll see what happens. But this is going to slowly move over the next day or so until it decides it's going to do what it's going to do. And nobody seems to want to put their finger on that one yet, sir.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. And of course, Carl is the 11th named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season of 2022, and that goes until November 30. So we've got a lot of time between now and then for these kinds of storms, unfortunately.
Yeah, to make up lost time for the ones we haven't had during the course of the summer, right?
Well, exactly. So we're going to be monitoring Carl.
All right, so Mr. Kyle, tell us all about the Pilot and Flying J. Why did we go there?
Well, we go there because the good people at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers want to be your oasis out on the road. And, you know, it's been really great, Captain. They've got some of these great promotions and these great things going on right now. For example, saving 10 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline that you buy at Pilot or Flying J simply by becoming a member of the My Rewards Plus app. You can do that today. Go to pilotflyingj.com. You can download the app and start saving. And pro drivers, you know, they have extended Driver Appreciation Month all throughout the month of October. So you also get special rewards and other offers simply by becoming a member of the My Rewards Plus program. You can earn up to 5 points per gallon when you activate Push for Points in the My Rewards Plus app. And again, saving that 10 cents a gallon on gasoline for anybody, that goes all the way through October 31st. So pilotflyingj.com.
You know something? They've also got some really good food at some of the restaurants they've got there, because they've got Perkins, they've got Denny's in some of them. They've also got the better version of the Wendy's. They've got McDonald's in some of them. They've got Arby's roast beef in some of them. And, of course, what is it they say about Arby's? We have the meats, right?
That's right.
All right. Hold that thought, Mr. Kyle. Folks, we're coming right back right after the top of the hour news here, hour number two, right around the corner.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.